they're really going to the very limit of what can be potentially read into the Security Council resolution. So far, they've gotten away with it. My feeling is that if they put a substantial amount of ground troops on the ground, that's going to cause an outcry. I think we have a stalemate programmed into the entire mission. It's playing out now and, you know, putting, I think it's 15 or 16 or 17 attack helicopters into the battlefield. That's also, to me, a bit of a sign of how desperate they are to break that stalemate. But I'm not sure that the attack helicopters will do the trick. It depends on how many are there and whether, you know, the operation will be widened significantly. I'm not sure that's the case. It gives the commanders in the field more options to actually to hit the targets that they feel should be hit. But it doesn't strike me as being the kind of military build-up that would make the decisive kind of difference in this entire mission. I think the stalemate, which we're essentially in at the moment, will not be broken up by deploying attack helicopters.